This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Melissa Blanc.
And I'm Michelle Norris. Remarkably, there were no fatalities this afternoon when an Air France jet carrying more than 300 people skidded off a runway in Toronto and burst into flames. Airport officials say that 14 people suffered minor injuries. Here's how Steve Shaw of the Greater Toronto Airport Authority described the approach of the Airbus jet.
An A340 was flying in from Charles de Gaulle. It landed on runway 24 left and overran that runway by some 200 meters. Emergency services responded immediately, and the passengers were able to be evacuated.
Some passengers have been taken to hospitals, others to a location near the airport.
Derek Stoffel is a reporter with the Canadian Broadcasting Corporation. He joins us from Pearson International Airport in Toronto. And Mr. Stoffel, can you describe what you've heard about this crash? What happened when the plane came down?
Well, what we know is that in Toronto this afternoon, there was a very heavy thunderstorm and a lot of lightning. No official word from transport authorities whether that actually was the cause of this plane skidding into a ditch. But we do know there was bad weather. In fact, here at Pearson, they were calling it a red alert for severe weather. So they weren't allowing planes to take off. They were allowing these planes to land. And that's when we know this plane from Paris Airport to Toronto skidded off the runway. What we do know now is that no one was seriously injured. 14 people were taken, were treated for some sort of injuries. No word yet. But when you consider that there were 309 people on this plane, very lucky that no one was more seriously injured. One of the reasons why that may be is because they think they were able to get the passengers off the plane before it actually caught fire. And it was an amazing scene. You see the pictures of the smoke billowing over Canada's busiest highway as this plane caught fire. But they do think right now that the passengers were able to get off.
And this all happened very quickly. What sort of time elapsed, do you know, between when the plane came down and then when it burst into flame, giving the passengers and the crew time to get off?
Not very much time at all. The looks like the plane did, you know, it landed on the runway and was unable to, airport officials say it overshot the runway by about 200 meters, and then that's when it landed in the ditch. But they were able to get the passengers off very, very quickly. I talked to one of the brothers of someone who was on board. He said he spoke to his brother by cell phone and that they were, you know, it was within, you know, seconds or within minutes at least that they were able to get all the passengers off of this plane. Good thing, because as we know, there was a fire later on.
There would be, I imagine, many, many family members there at the airport waiting for people to get off of this plane and wondering what was happening. They would have seen the smoke and not known at all what was going on.
That's right. I'm actually in a hotel just north of one of the terminals here where they're bringing family members and friends of the people who were on this plane. We've had a chance to speak to a couple of them, and you know, there were a lot of tense moments and people waiting to hear about whether their friends and relatives were injured. Spoke to another man whose mother, this is her second time flying from Paris into Canada here, and he was very distraught. Hadn't heard from her yet. He's just gone into the room where police have set up, and they're now sort of waiting for to bring the people who were on this plane. They're going to bring them into this hotel, a bit of a reunion with the families and friends here. So we're expecting that to happen within the next hour or so. At this point, we don't know where the people who were on this plane, where they are. We know that their families and friends are here, but as for the people themselves, we don't know.
Mr. Stoffel, there was apparently a lightning storm as this plane was trying to land. Should the plane have been landing? Has anyone said, was the airport functioning and were planes landing?
No, pretty early yet, but as I say, just to repeat, that there was this red alert in effect, and that was stopping planes from taking off. They were landing some planes. Officials from Canada's Transport Safety Board, they're on the way to the scene here. Certainly that will be a large part of the investigation. We're hearing that this part of the runway, it's an east-west runway, at the south end of the airport. There's not been a lot of crashes here at Pearson, but about 25 years ago we had been hearing there was a crash. We think it may be in the same place, right near this big ditch that right before the 401 highway, it's called, busiest highway in the country, and it's, you know, only a couple of, you know, about 40 feet away from the highway that this ditch is. That's where the plane sits right now.
And how quickly were rescue crews able to get to the scene to get these passengers away?
We were told that they were here pretty much within, you know, seconds, and within seconds, certainly, of this plane skidding off the runway. Because they cut they restricted access to the scene, but was able to see a live shot on television a few moments later, and all you could see were, you know, the flashing red and white of fire and ambulances. What we were told is that there were hundreds of emergency personnel who made it to the scene, and of course they drill, they practice for this all the time, but this afternoon here in Toronto was not a drill.
Any other accounts that you've heard from family members of folks who were on that plane?
No, we are still waiting to hear from the people who were on the plane. As I say, emergency officials took them away. We think they were taken by airport bus to a location that has not been disclosed to the media yet. We have, as I say, had a chance to talk to some of the friends and family members, but I also did spend some time in Toronto's Pearson Airport right when I got to here about an hour ago, and it was very, very, very busy, as you can imagine, people not getting in or out of this airport. Went down to the arrivals area where there was, 700 or 800 people waiting around for people to get off the plane. Talked to a couple of folks, and at around 3:30 in the afternoon, when this crash happened, or when this accident, I should say, happened, people saw it on the TV screens, and there was a lot of, nervousness, a lot of anxiety, wondering where this plane was coming into. So people, for the first little while, no one knew this was an Air France plane, so tense moments here at Pearson this afternoon.
And just briefly, Derek, we're talking to you about three and a half hours after this accident. Is that aircraft still on fire?
No, we do think that the flames are out now, but the first thing that I noticed when I got near to the airport was the acrid smell of plastic burning. That's what it smelled like. And in fact, even though it was a very rainy and hazy day to begin with here in Toronto, there was certainly a big cloud of smoke over the airport. I've never seen anything like that before, covering all kinds of different fires. Really smelled like plastic, but had a little bit more rain in the afternoon, and it looks like that's dissipated. In fact, right now, sunny skies here in Toronto, quite different from about 3:30 this afternoon when there was lightning and thunder and a possible cause to this accident.
Derek Stoffel is a CBC reporter in Toronto, just outside Pearson International Airport. Derek, thanks very much.
You're welcome.